Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's just start with your phone calls. We've got a couple of great callers on the phone lines already. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. And then I want to play a couple of highlights from The View. Yeah, the crazy ladies on The View. Apparently, they had that crazy lady, Mika Brzezinski, from MSNBC's morning show was on there. You just got to laugh at the craziness that's coming out of these ladies' mouths. Whoopi Goldberg, I'm not even going to tell you what Whoopi said. I'll just play the audio for you here in a few minutes. Let's go to Steve in Ballantyne, though, first up on the phone lines. Steve, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. Okay, we do know there is some decent people in this country that will stand up for, you know, for Trump and the whole nine yards on this January 6th. And Steve Bannon refused to testify against a person that is now running for president. And he took one for the team, if you ask me. But, you know, this Liz Cheney running around, when would Billings local news, you know, isn't it really funny that all the information going, you know, all the, you know, we requested all the testimony from the January 6th committee, and they magically, it all got lost. It got deleted. And anything to do with phone call records and all that, we can't find that stuff. You know, when is people in this country, Aaron, going to realize it is a smoke job? I mean, it was never, ever what they said it was.
Well, and they're the ones that allowed it to happen. They're the ones that failed to provide the security. You know, Nancy Pelosi was in charge of the security. But, yeah, Steve, for those of you who might have missed it, if you were like me filling up a cup of coffee, apparently I just missed the report, but I downloaded the story earlier. Steve Bannon, the War Room host, now released from prison. Yeah, think of all the Obama-era officials who refused to testify before Congress, and they never got sent to prison, right? Oh, but Steve Bannon. Oh, but the Biden Justice Department is going to send Steve Bannon to prison. And you're right about Liz Cheney. I mean, here they deliberately lied. They lied during their January 6th proceedings, and they suppressed evidence, and they deleted evidence, and yet nobody's being held accountable there. The funny thing about Liz Cheney, Steve, did you hear this? Did you hear how a bunch of staffers for the Washington Post are quitting the newspaper, and then like 200,000 subscribers ending their subscriptions to the Washington Post because the Washington Post refused to make an endorsement in the presidential race? And one of the people who canceled their subscriptions, I heard this morning, was Liz Cheney. I was just laughing my butt off when I heard that.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. They said Liz Cheney canceled her subscription to the Washington Post because they didn't endorse Kamala Harris. Oh, it's just what an embarrassment.
What gets me, Aaron, is there's so many people in here, I mean, that they're that, I don't know if they're naive or they're just want to ruin this country so bad, but
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. We often say it's about the math, and House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't have much time to solve the math to his speakership equation if Republicans hold the majority. If House Republicans keep the majority, Johnson will face public and private criticism from multiple factions of his conference. There are probably at least three House Republicans who wouldn't vote for Johnson no matter what. That's Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Paul Gosar of Arizona. But others like Eli Crane of Arizona, Corey Mills of Florida, and Ralph Norman of South Carolina may have issues with Johnson, too. Warren Davidson of Ohio has said his vote for Johnson as Speaker was one of his worst votes in Congress. Now, keep in mind that to be elected Speaker, the successful candidate must have an outright majority of the entire House to prevail. Who might try to succeed Johnson if things go sideways? Perhaps Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio. Remember that the Republican conference voted to remove Johnson as their nominee after he lost votes on the floor to succeed former Speaker Kevin McCarthy last fall. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies over the area today, we'll see some snow showers across areas towards Bozeman, rain showers in the Billings area. High temperature readings ranging from 40 in Bozeman to near 50 in Billings. For tonight, still could see a few rain showers early across the Billings area. Otherwise, temperatures will then drop back off to around 20 in Bozeman, with upper 20s around 30 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Well, that was a great visit by the U.S. Navy's crew of the USS Billings. That's right, the Navy crew of the USS Billings in Billings, Montana. They joined us on Monday's Montana Talks. Plus, we took several great phone calls all across Montana. With about 1 week to go until Election Day here in Montana, we're going to keep the phone lines open for you once again with Tuesday's Montana Talks, the final Tuesday before the big Tuesday. Montana Talks, taking your call statewide, 9 to 10 right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I've got a lot I can talk about, but what do you want to talk about? Give us a ring, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I definitely want to talk more about this massive Madison Square Gardens rally for President Donald J. Trump. Absolutely incredible. There's some more highlights I want to play for you. And then the view. These ladies have just absolutely lost it. I mean, think about it. Donald Trump just held this mega MAGA rally right in their backyard in New York City. Well, it's his backyard. It's not their backyard, let's be honest. But just holds this mega MAGA rally, and they could have filled Madison Square Gardens at least two times over with all of the Trump supporters that were there in New York City to support President Trump. Lots of highlights we want to get to. But first, let's go to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, what's going on?
Well, good morning, Montana Talks family. I just want to talk a little bit about the red wave starting already, and don't take too much for granted. We've got in New Mexico's going red, Nevada's going red, Trump's winning by 40,000 votes already in the state of Nevada, Virginia's coming out red, North Carolina's coming out red. But what I want to say, talk about today a little bit are our unions. And in Nevada right now, the Democrats are starting to pull in unions from outside of the state and some dark money, which is very, very dangerous. And I want to mention my grandsons. I've got four grandsons. Three are electricians. They're in their unions for electricians. And my one grandson belongs to the United Auto Workers. He works for Stellantis, and here's the deal. He makes $88,000 a year as a lineman. They make Grand Cherokee Jeeps. Now, he just got laid off for 5 weeks because the company has stopped taking orders. And the reason is that they're going to wait until after the election. And they are backing Kamala Harris. And here's the reason. They want to take Stellantis plant out of Perrysburg, Ohio, transfer it to Mexico, where they can get Mexicans to work for maybe $30,000 or $40,000 a year. And so our unions are turning against the American people, especially the auto workers union. So don't trust
the union bosses. The actual workers themselves support Trump
After the election. So he's praying that Trump wins, because it's going to be a hardship. There's going to be a lot of job losses if this woman gets into the White House. And once again, Mexico is not our friend. It is our enemy. Right now they have 32% of our auto manufacturing jobs, and if she gets elected, they're going to get more. And then they're just allowing all these third world parasites that's trashed across their country into ours, and it's just evil all the way around. But that's what I wanted to get across this morning.
Yeah, well, that's why. No, great points. And when I was mentioning there is that you made a point, and it's the union bosses that are throwing the union workers under the bus. Huge number of the auto workers union members themselves are backing Trump and J.D. Vance, but it's the union bosses that are throwing the union workers under the bus. And to Nancy's point, Nancy, thanks for the call. To Nancy's point, That's why the big money is backing Kamala Harris. That's why the big money is backing John Tester, because they want to be able to sell out the American people. They want to be able to sell out the American worker. And I hope our friends in Butte are listening to this one. I know you are. We've got to meet so many great listeners in Butte at a few different events that we've been holding. And anyway, they want to be able to throw the American worker under the bus. Look at what President Trump isn't even president again yet, and he's already saving American jobs. Remember when John Deere was going to do exactly what Nancy just talked about? John Deere was about to pull out some manufacturing jobs from America and station them down in Mexico and then re-import the equipment into America after it was made in Mexico. And Donald Trump called them out for it, and they halted their plans. He's already saving American jobs, and he's not even president yet. And yet, here you got Kamala Harris, the liberal media, calling Trump a fascist, calling the Republicans Nazis. These people have lost their freaking minds. Here was J.D. Vance at one of the recent rallies, this clip coming from the Trump War Room on X.
Funny that Kamala Harris thinks that the men who stormed the beach at Omaha would want taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for illegal aliens. That's why those guys stormed the beaches at Normandy, because they wanted to open up the American southern border. That's not what they wanted at all. They wanted common sense. They wanted freedom. They wanted liberty. They wanted somebody who would protect the Constitution. How dare Kamala Harris call her fellow citizens Nazis for loving this country enough to call her a bad vice president? And that's exactly what she is. How dare Kamala Harris call her fellow citizens racist for not wanting their communities overwhelmed with fentanyl? How dare Kamala Harris call parents bad people for wanting their children to grow up in safe neighborhoods? How dare Kamala Harris call the American people bad for wanting an economy where they can afford to buy groceries and afford to put a nice roof over the heads of their children? I want us all on November the 5th not just to make Donald J. Trump the next president, but to reject Kamala Harris and her broken politics, which is more about attacking her fellow citizens, dividing our fellow Americans, than proposing a positive agenda for how to govern. She is a disgrace. She is endangering the life of Donald J. Trump, and we're going to send her back to California where she belongs.
Powerful message there from Ohio Senator and Trump running mate J.D. Vance. We'll get to Whoopi Goldberg and Mika from MSNBC on The View. This is hilarious. Wait till you hear what they're saying.
Democracy 24.
7 days of voting left, and both candidates are campaigning, sometimes holding multiple events in a single day. Former President Trump went to Georgia for a rally in Atlanta in the evening. Prior to that, he spoke at the National Faith Advisory Board Summit.
And we have to get all the Christians to get out there and vote, because, you know, I shouldn't scold anyone, but Christians aren't known for being very solid voters, you know?
Vice President Harris went to Michigan before her evening rally. She toured a union facility in Macomb County and went to a semiconductor manufacturing plant in Saginaw.
What you are doing here on the ground is real, that investing in American industries and investing in American workers can happen at the same time.
Today, the vice president will speak at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., while former President Trump is in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Wednesday, both are expected in North Carolina, the former president in Rocky Mount, the vice president in Raleigh. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies over the area today, we'll see some snow showers across areas towards Bozeman, rain showers in the Billings area. High temperature readings ranging from 40 in Bozeman to near 50 in Billings. For tonight, still could see a few rain showers early across the Billings area. Otherwise, temperatures will then drop back off to around 20 in Bozeman, with upper 20s around 30 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
At least two Montana sheriffs say that John Tester is lying, that he failed to fund law enforcement, and that he's lying about it in his campaign advertisements that are mailed out across the state. The Roosevelt County Sheriff says nobody knows anything about this $1.8 million. The Sheriff of Park County, Montana, said John Tester has never reached out to support him or his office. That full story, go to MontanaTalks.com. The sheriffs say John Tester is lying.
Political elite.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA has released its cattle on feed report, and on feed numbers were down slightly. September placements into feedlots were down 2% from last year at 2.16 million head, while marketings of cattle rose by 2% to 1.7 million head, leaving total cattle on feed numbers at 11.6 million head. Of that inventory, 7 million were steer and steer calves, up 1% from last year, while heifer and heifer calves accounted for 4.6 million head, down 1% from 2023. Sharing more about that lower on-feed number is USDA economist Michael McConnell.
Which might be an indication, perhaps, that more heifers being retained by producers for breeding. But at the same time, it's not necessarily showing any real strong signs of a trend of major heifer retention.
And with drier conditions hitting the middle and southern parts of the nation during this La Nina event, and more moisture anticipated for states like Montana and other northern tier states, the size of the U.S. cattle herd is expected to remain historically low. Speaking of cattle, certified Angus beef closed its 2024 fiscal year with one of its strongest sales in years. The global beef brand sold 1.237 billion pounds across the U.S. and more than 50 countries in the fiscal year. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, is that like 8 sheriffs now? Is that 7 sheriffs across Montana? That's right, DJ Khaled. Another one. I just saw another one. Maria in Bozeman just sent us a message. All these sheriffs, you guys have heard about these sheriffs that are calling out John Tester for lying in his campaign ads, where he claims he supported law enforcement, where he claims he brought this money back to Montana law enforcement. And they're like, no, you didn't. And on top of that, you never even reach out to us. You never even reach out to work with us. By the way, you guys remember Stacey Zinn? She was the incredible head of the DEA here in Montana. Think about this. The drug cartels had been ravaging Montana. The drug cartels were ravaging, the reservations in particular. And Stacey Zinn, as the head of the DEA, was reaching out to the entire congressional delegation. Most of them would reach out to her and say, hey, we need your help in this fight against the drug cartels. John Tester never once met with her. Not even once. I know, it's like a meth billboard you might see out there when you're driving the state. Not even once. That was John Tester's not even once. Didn't even meet with the head of the DEA for Montana, while reservations in particular were just getting hammered. Not even once. But here, I got another one. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office also put out a statement here basically pointing out how John Tester is lying in his campaign ads. I've got the Phillips County Sheriff, I've got the Dawson County Sheriff, I've got the Toole County Sheriff, I've got the Broadwater County Sheriff, I've got the Stillwater County Sheriff. I think the Sweetgrass County Sheriff said something about all this as well. I didn't print that one up. I'm sure that one's out there. Yesterday, we told you about the Roosevelt County Sheriff and the heart of the Fort Peck Reservation saying, we could really use that kind of help, but we never got it from John Tester. Yesterday, we told you about the Park County Sheriff. John Tester has never reached out to us to work with us on law enforcement issues. So how many is that? You guys do the math for me here. I went to journalism school, so they're notoriously bad at math. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. And Maria, thanks for sending that message. I'll add that one to the stack. I'm going to do a roll-up of what several of these sheriffs are saying later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. All right, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopity-doo, Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday, thedailywire.com. Whoopi Goldberg says that if Trump is elected president again, he will break up interracial marriages and deport the non-white spouses. This lady is out of her freaking mind.
She's not going to, you know, say, oh, you're with a white guy. I'm going to keep you from being deported. No, he's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else. The man is out there.
Actually, he will deport the white Russians as well. He will deport white illegals just as quickly as he will deport non-white illegals there, Whoopi. And then what about Mika Brzezinski? Mika Brzezinski, she is the co-host of that left-wing loony morning show on MSNBC. What did Mika Brzezinski have to say about this incredible optimistic rally at Madison Square Gardens? Here you go, Mika Brzezinski.
Well, I think it was everything that you need to know about Donald Trump in one weird white nationalist Nazi type rally. And of course, there's historic parallels to where and when this happened.
My goodness. Weird Nazi type white nationalist rally. There were Holocaust survivors there. There were people of every race, creed, color, whatever you want to call it, that were there for the Trump rally. I mean, for Pete's sake, here is Florida Congressman Byron Donalds. Now, for those of you who don't know, Byron Donalds is black. And Byron Donalds was at the white nationalist rally, as these left-wing loons describe it.
So to the New York Daily News, is it a racist rally if you have a black man from Florida who's originally from New York speaking at the rally? I don't think so. This is the problem with most media today. They're too busy trying to fear-monger everything instead of actually talking about the facts and the substance. It was a great rally last night. Donald Trump obviously spoke. Did he say something that was off color? No, he did not. I spoke. Did I say something off color? No, I did not. Eric Trump, Lauren Trump, Don Trump Jr., Elon Musk, Howard Lutnick. Did they say anything that was off color? No, they did not.
All right. Anyway, yeah. So what he was referring to was there was a comedian who told some jokes. And so that's what the media is. They're saying, well, this comedian told some jokes. Oh, wow. Comedian telling jokes. Man, never seen that before. We forgot that a comedian telling jokes is outlawed, is banned. We forgot about that. We forgot that this isn't America under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris anymore. So sorry about that one. By the way, Latina and Latino fellow comedians of that comedian are standing up for the guy, talking about what a great guy he is and how he constantly gives them a voice. So dong, dong, Fox News update. We need our own dong. I got to go to that hibachi grill place and steal their big, you know, dong. I got to steal that thing. We'll have it in the studio here. Dong, John Jackson will not be joining us today. Dong, John Jackson will be joining us tomorrow for a special Unwoke Wednesday edition. He's still hanging out at his cabin. But John, the important question, though, for you is, are you seeing any elk or some nice bucks out there at your cabin? Because I'm asking for a friend. I'm just asking for a friend. Dong, John Jackson in on Wednesday instead. But we got time to take your phone calls. Plus, Jeremy Carl, senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, is going to join us in about an hour for a few minutes in the 8 o'clock hour as well. So that'll be a nice fill-in here on this Tuesday. Let's play some highlights. We are your Fox News affiliate here, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1370 KXTL Butte, 970 KBUL Billings. This is a montage that Fox and Friends put together following that incredible rally at Madison Square Garden, starting with Hulk.
But today, Trumpomaniacs, the energy in here is something like I've never felt. The energy of all these Trumpomaniacs is the most powerful force in the universe. And today, this is Donald Trump's house, brother.
He's proven to be the strong leader allies and adversaries alike must respect. He's proven he loves this country so much, he's literally put his life on the line for it.
As you can see, it's my time. I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark, gothic MAGA. Well, it's the energy in this room is incredible. What a great group of people. your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that. We're going to get the government off your back and out of your pocketbook.
Our hometown, where architectural symbols of strength, courage, and unity create a canvas for the world's undisputed capital of industry. Where titans of finance, fashion, and entertainment convene among an iconic range of superior design, structures, and artistic accomplishments.
Yeah, incredible montage put together there by Fox and Friends. I think they aired that Monday morning. I mean, it was a great montage. Just saw the video available here earlier this morning. All right, let's see. Where do we go next? What do we talk about next? Why don't you tell us? Send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or you can call in right now, 406-294-0970, the show where you get to talk.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to this Fox News story. I briefly mentioned this one in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, but we got to get this one in right now here. A group of Navy SEALs who served alongside Montana Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy are defending him against questions surrounding the origins of a bullet wound he claims he got while fighting in Afghanistan. Anyway, not only are his fellow SEALs backing him, along with the EOD technicians who served with him as well, but the commanding officer, who was his commanding officer and who also had been a commanding officer of the ponytail guy attacking Tim Sheehy in a John Tester campaign commercial, had this to say about Tim Sheehy. Let's see. Here we go. 19 SEALs and EOD techs said this in a joint statement shared exclusively with Fox News Digital. Quote, Tim Sheehy's reputation as a SEAL is one of excellence and bravery. He was a great teammate, a strong leader, and most importantly, a good friend to so many of our brethren. The SEALs added that their statement was not a political endorsement, but rather an endorsement of the truth and of the need for good men willing to stand up and lead America. Dave Madden's attacks, Dave Madden is the ponytail guy in John Tester's commercial, who did not even serve in the same unit as Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan, by the way. They say this, Dave Madden's attacks on Tim are slanderous, unbecoming of our community, disgraceful, and wrong. Dave has defined his post-military life by choosing to criticize the SEAL community and those who are respected within it for his own personal gain. Dave's statements regarding Tim's integrity and service on the battlefield are obviously politically motivated and flatly untrue. Dave was not even in Tim's platoon during the events in question, let alone close with Tim, and his self-serving lies are pathetic. The commanding officer of both Sheehy and Madden also defended Sheehy against critics. Mike Hayes is a retired commander and the commanding officer of SEAL Team 2. He said this to Fox News, quote, Tim Sheehy's reputation as a SEAL is one of total dedication, personal sacrifice, and bravery. Dave Madden's statements about Tim are disgraceful, misguided, and wrong. Look, to me, this whole story is, it's one more reason why look at the nastiness and the dirtiness and the outright lies coming from the John Tester campaign. You've got several sheriffs now calling out John Tester for lying in his campaign ads. Folks, this is a reminder not just of the importance of the U.S. Senate race, but the importance of every single race all the way down your ballot. and the importance of voting red up and down that ticket right now to send a message to all of these foreign financiers like Hans-Jörg Wies, to send a message to George Soros, to send a message to all these radical environmental groups that are trying to shut down the state of Montana, lock you out of your access. We have the opportunity 1 week from today to send a powerful message to every single one of them. Get the hell out of our state. You're not welcome here anymore. Your money is not welcome. Your money is not good here anymore. Hans-Jörg Wies, George Soros, and the rest of you, pack up your bags, take your environmental groups with you, and go to some other state, because we're not putting up with your BS anymore. And that powerful message will be sent when you send John Tester packing, when you send John Tester back to the bistro, cacao, permanently, when you send him back to K Street permanently. He ain't going back to Big Sandy. Nobody in Big Sandy even supports him there. It's a photo op. But if you send the message, not only in this U.S. Senate race, but you send a powerful message up and down that ticket, and you reject every single one of these radical Democrats, that's the powerful message that will tell them, your money is not good here anymore. Vote against all three of these initiatives. They're funded by out-of-state left-wing mega donors. Some of them are even funded by foreign financiers, like the very people I just mentioned, Hans-Jörg Wies, the same guy that has donated to the American Prairie Reserve to try to kick our ranchers off the land here in Montana. So don't tell me, don't come to us and pretend to be pro-agriculture if you're going to vote for John Tester, if you're going to vote for one of these other Democrats here in Montana. You don't get to pretend to be pro-agriculture anymore, because you're supporting the same people that Hans-Jörg Wies is supporting. You're supporting the same people that the APR is supporting. And reminder, John Tester is the one who put eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning in charge of the BLM, in charge of the Bureau of Land Management, so that she could give special perks to the APR to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana. Tim Sheehy, I saw he was on with Sean Hannity last night. Here's part of what Tim Sheehy told Hannity.
What's going on the ground in Montana?
Well, we're winning, Sean, and we're winning because of common sense. Montanans want to take this country back. They want to restore common sense. They want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas. Cops are good, criminals are bad. Boys are boys, girls are girls. Pretty simple stuff. We got to focus on that. We're leading the polls right now, but it's pretty tight. So go to timfromt.com to learn more, learn about the race, send us some support. We have to flip this seat. Donald Trump needs a Senate when he gets to the White House. This last Senate, to include John Tester, voted to impeach Donald Trump, not once, but two times. Two times they voted to impeach Donald Trump and impeded his agenda every step of the way. And, of course, they voted for the Biden-Harris agenda every single step of the way. Donald Trump's going to need a Senate when he gets there. We can give it to him here in Montana. Help us out.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Tim in Billings on the line. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. So you had a caller last hour, earlier this hour, Mark from Bozeman, I believe it was. And
or Gary, was maybe. Gary about, from Bozeman, maybe? Or
maybe it was Gary. Yeah, he was talking about you know, having a constitutional amendment about banning out-of-state money and foreign money in these campaigns. And maybe rather than that, maybe we should have an origin label for money on these campaigns, you know, some sort of disclaimer. This ad paid in part by, you know, Hans-Jörg Wies and his billionaire buddies. This ad paid for in part by out-of-state money. You know, just let's have some full transparency on all of these ads. You know, maybe that's what we should do. The other question I had for you is, you know, when it comes to Ponytail Guy, speaking about his state, why aren't the liberals concerned where he was born? They're super concerned where Tim Sheehy was born. Why aren't they concerned where this guy was born? If he's going to have a say in Montana politics, we should care where he was born as well, shouldn't we? I mean,
not only where he was born, but where does he live right now? You know, like, where the guy doesn't even live in Montana.
By the river. Yeah. He lives in a van down by the river.
Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you, it's one of those really nice vans. It's like a Mercedes van down by the river. Because I'll guarantee you, this guy is getting paid very well, and I'll guarantee you he is benefiting from taking part in these attacks on Tim Sheehy. You can guarantee it that, you know, his little defense contracting job, oh, he's going to be taken care of. Don't you worry about what kind of van on the down by the river he'll be living in.
And he probably utilizes Starlink and then curses Elon Musk and avoids paying property tax as well. You know, he has no residency, so therefore he has no property tax.
Yeah, that's right.
I just that guy, seeing those ads with that guy, it makes me think, well, there's a kid that got picked last in gym class every year, every day.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm sure he's a great athlete, right? He's just a partisan liberal Democrat, and that is clouding his judgment right now. I'm sure he's a great runner. I'm sure he's a great swimmer, right? Well, good for you, but you're still a vegetarian, you know, who gave your money to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. But Tim, you made a good point. You know, like, oh, they'll have this guy who doesn't even live in Montana bash Tim Sheehy. Bo Reichenbach, the Navy SEAL who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan, who praised Tim Sheehy. They actually served in the same unit together. Bo lives in Billings, Montana. But these fake news TV stations, Q2, I think even Color 8, ran. Why do they give TV airtime to the guy that doesn't even live in Montana, to the guy who has already had these misleading statements, but they can't even drive across town and go give TV time to the Navy SEAL who actually lives in Billings, Montana, right?
Absolutely. You know, Aaron, I attribute that very similarly to the way I look at government employees. If you see these things are wrong, you as an employee at Q2, Color 8, whatever these news organizations are, you need to stand up and you need to say, this isn't right. You know what? Because guess what? If you don't, your retirement, your pension, all the stuff that you think that you're protecting by not stating how wrong something is, it's not going to be there, because we won't have a country left after these Marxists get control of our entire country.
All right. We got to hold it there. Quick break. Stand by. Back after this.
I'm Maria Cantwell. Too many politicians are too busy fighting each other, but I just want to get things done to make people's lives better. I led a bipartisan initiative to bring computer chip manufacturing and other supply chains back to America, generating billions in private sector investment to make the chips that run our cars, our appliances, and even our farm equipment, creating jobs, boosting our competitiveness, and lowering costs. It's beginning to work.
Paid for by Friends of Maria.
Fox News commentary.
The Obamas might deliver Kamala's deplorables moment on her behalf. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Kamala is hemorrhaging support from men of all races, so what did her team do to address that major problem? Well, they sent in Michelle Obama to dump on and insult every member of that group. At a Michigan rally, the former First Lady ripped into men and shamed them for their hesitation to vote for Kamala. She even implied that if men don't vote for Kamala, women will be collateral damage to their rage. Michelle is not only scolding and shaming members, or maybe now former members of her own party, she expects them to put their own self-interest and the interests of the country aside, and demands they do as she, a multimillionaire, yacht-chartering, self-congratulating member of the global elite club, says to do, or else. You know, folks, this could be Kamala Harris's deplorables moment, courtesy of Michelle Obama. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Gun laws in the state of New York continue to be the focus of federal courts. Ever since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the 2022 Bruin case, which undid many of New York State's strict gun controls, the state and the city of New York have been trying new laws aimed at stopping people from carrying firearms even if they might legally own them. Bruin created a test of new gun laws needing a historical precedent. But now a federal appeals court rules the state does have the power to keep people from carrying otherwise legal firearms in so-called sensitive places such as schools, parks, bars, mass transit, even locales like Times Square. The Second Circuit is basing this finding off another recent Supreme Court decision, the Rahimi case, which ruled that states could keep firearms away from people subject to domestic violence restraining orders.
ListWithAmber.com. ListWithAmber.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got a message here from a listener in Columbia Falls. Aaron, I wonder how many of the 41 million Christians that participate in the voting process own guns. We get mad at racist, baby-killing, gender-transforming, illegal citizens, and many other immorals that the Democrats force on Christians, but we won't go and simply vote to totally defeat all of this from taking over our nation and lives. We don't need guns to totally change this country internally. We need votes. Yeah, how many gun owners don't vote? How many Christians don't vote? I think the last number we heard was that a third of just evangelical Christians alone don't even vote. And you look at everything that is at stake right now, and it's like, wow, you guys are just going to sit on the sidelines while we see this outright evil being promoted here in America. Thanks for that message from one of our listeners in Columbia Falls. Let's see, one other. Oh, Lori in Billings says this here. I may not know for sure if all of Tim Sheehy's statements are true, but I do know that John Tester's are lies. And we can see his action and voting record and know that he can't be trusted to do what is good for us. I don't care about Tim's money or not being born in Montana. I care that he lives here now and cares about the people of Montana. That was from Lori in Billings. Hey, I just had my mid-morning snack. These nacho chips are good. My goodness. Yeah, they're nacho-flavored chips, but here's the deal. They're protein chips. So it's a great mid-morning snack because it's just like the same, you know, the same nutritional value that you would get with a protein bar, except for these taste like potato chips, but they're protein chips. I got the nacho flavored ones, and I got them from Billings Last Diet. I checked in last week with my diet coach. I just check in once a month, 15-minute check-in, make sure everything's on track or schedule a tune-up if I want to do a quick two-week tune-up or something like that. Such a great program. That's the reason why for 6 years now I've been able to keep the weight off. I lost 33 pounds in under 3 months thanks to Billings Last Diet, but that was 6 years ago. I've kept the weight off by, you know, once or twice a year doing a tune-up and then doing my 15-minute monthly check-in with my diet coach. I'm telling you, this program works. We've got listeners right now taking advantage of their remote option all across the state of Montana. So the program works. Give them a call, 294-6751, or check out BillingsLastDiet.com. Speaking of voters of faith, this is the president of an organization called Catholic Vote. The head of an organization called Catholic Vote is calling on Kamala Harris to basically renounce this crazy organization that she met with.
This is Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, and we're here to announce a major new ad campaign because Kamala Harris's Catholic problem just got much bigger. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence represent one of the most vile, bigoted, and offensive anti-Catholic organizations in America. They've used the crucifix as a sex prop, mocked the Virgin Mary, and used Christian symbols as sex toys. This is despicable stuff, and yet Kamala Harris proudly stood with them and their founder. We are calling on Kamala Harris to disavow this highly offensive anti-Catholic hate group.
Yeah, that's who Kamala Harris and the Democrats are standing with here. That's exactly who. By the way, that full story, go to foxnews.com. Let's see. We're getting very short on time now. We're going to have the phone lines open for the first couple of segments of the 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then Jeremy Carl, senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, will join us. He lives in Bozeman, Montana, but is senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. He's going to be with us for part of the 8 o'clock hour, talking about the elections and more. Plus, you know, he wrote the book about anti-white racism. Have you guys seen Matt Walsh's new film, Am I a Racist? My wife and I watched it last night. It is hysterical. We'll talk about that, too.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Although changing jobs can boost your salary, it can also put a dent in your retirement savings. The majority of people who change jobs wind up putting less of their pay into their 401ks, according to new research from Vanguard Group. That's because many people who change jobs either forget to sign up for their new 401k plan or get auto-enrolled at a lower savings rate. According to Vanguard, over a four-decade career, that means as much as $300,000 less in retirement wealth for someone with average pay. Financial advisors recommend that people start saving money in 401k accounts early in their careers and increase their savings rate as they get annual raises until reaching 12 to 15% of pay. Unfortunately, when leaving jobs, many workers also break into their old 401ks while others roll that money into an individual retirement account but forget to invest it. So if you're changing jobs, don't forget to delve deep into your new employer's 401k plan. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.